Zweli, congratulations. Named Griqua's Rugby Player of the Year. How big is this for you? And did you see this one coming?
I didn't really see it coming. I think for me personally, it's always tough to get an individual award in a team sport. But it's an honor and a privilege to be recognized amongst my own peers who I thought had a phenomenal season, us as a whole. And I think without them and without us being so close as a group, wouldn't have happened. Yeah.
You speak about the group being so close, and it's been a phenomenal year for Griqua's rugby. SA Cup final, yes, you guys fell short in that one. Then you went and atoned by winning the Currie Cup. A massive game there at Ellis Park. How special has this been for you?
It's really been special, and the people from Kimberley have shown us how much it actually means. Not being from Kimberley, only being here for just over a year, I don't think you really know what it means until we got back here after winning the final. And what it meant to the people of Kimberley, it was amazing and makes you so proud to put on the jersey again for next season.
And you mentioned not being from Kimberley, but there's a couple of old Salbornians that are here and were here. Thomas Bursey, Leon Lyons, yourself. Is it good for Eastern Cape, East London, the Buffaloes to represent in the City of Diamonds?
Yeah, I definitely think, Kimberley is a really good place for opportunity, and a lot of people from the Eastern Cape, a lot of them just need opportunity, and the guys here who have been here have taken that opportunity, you know. So I think it really is a great opportunity from everyone from all places, you know. But us as Eastern Cape guys have had good fortune here in the City of Diamonds.
One thing a player always wants is good, hard rugby, and this is definitely what you get here in Kimberley.
Yeah, definitely. The passion the guys have for the jersey, the fights. We have a saying of just find a way, and with our physicality, the speed we have, we always just find a way, and it is tough to get it done sometimes, but we find a way to get it done.
And lastly, you guys still have quite a couple of months until your next competition, until March. Has there been any talks about ambitions? Of course, Currie Cup title defence is one of those, but I'm sure that you guys want to reclaim that SA Cup title as well.
Yeah, definitely. Our vision as a team is to be the best non-franchise team, the best non-URC team in South Africa. That is our vision. It's not a goal. It's our vision to keep that alive. And definitely SA Cup, we fell short in the final, as you said earlier. And so it is something we do want to have. And as Coach Pete said this evening, to try to get a home, win it at home this time, the Currie Cup. So we are working hard. Now it's still a long time till we play again, but we're still putting in that hard work.